Let's go to Patricia in Orange, New Jersey, and she's got some questions as well. Are you there, Patricia?
Yes, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Thank you so much. Good. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you.
Thank you. What's going on?
Yes. The doctor diagnosed me with lupus, and it's active right now, and it also damaged my kidney. He put me on a whole bunch of medication and Celsep, so my blood pressure is, like, out of whack.
Okay.
It's going up and down, and it's just not stable.
Mm-hmm.
He put me in Celsep, 500 milligrams, 3 tablets in the morning and 3 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me in Prednisone. 800 milligrams. And,
well, that's the province of a critical care practitioner, and, you know, I'm sure he's doing his very best to help control your symptoms, and I'm sure you understand that he is a critical care practitioner.
Yes.
His job is to deal with the life-threatening issues, and what your job is to try to get a good diet and try to get the nutrients so your body can heal and maintain itself.
Right.
This is the key issue here, and obviously you're going to need him to supervise your case, because by the time you get to him, you're a bit downstream. How old a woman are you?
40.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
Well, my regular weight is 200, but now with the prednisone, oh my goodness, I'm like 225, 30 pounds, or, you know, all puffy and swollen up.
Okay, well, obviously, you know, there are issues with the kidney there, and
yes.
I would say that these issues, really, your best bet is to see a QRA practitioner who could work in concert with your medical doctor and get the nutrients your body needs to heal and recover itself. And certainly you're going to have to start supporting those kidneys right away, because he's already told you that's an issue. And so I definitely want to get on some kidney complex. And at your weight, you may need, you know, 4 or maybe even 5 per meal to get a beneficial effect, and make sure you have adequate water through the day. This is going to be a very big deal. Many people who have all these issues don't get enough water. So that's something you'll want to do. And I would call the order line and get to see a QRA practitioner so they can help get to the bottom of these issues. Obviously, we also know that with lupus or any of these conditions that are known as autoimmune issues, have underlying nutritional challenges. One of them is the free radicals produced. And so to count to those, you may want to get on the nano green tea, the DHLA, and some CoQ quinol. And maybe at your body weight, maybe about 2 teaspoons each. These could maybe buy you some time and ameliorate some of the nutritional issues.
Can you repeat what I should get?
Nano green tea.
Nano green tea.
DHLA.
Yes.
DHLA. That's dihydrolipoic acid. And CoQ quinol, that's fully reduced CoQ10 ubiquinol. Okay?
So, DHLA.
Yep, and COQ.
COQ.
QUINOL.
QU.
And about 2 teaspoons each of these. I also think you would be helped and feel maybe a little better by getting on some Max Stress B, because this can help support improved phase 1, phase 2 liver detox. And I'd start at a quarter teaspoon and build to 2 teaspoons per day. Okay?
Max Stress?
Max Stress B. Okay?
And for the kidney, what do I get?
Kidney complex.
Kidney complex.
And about 4 or 5 per meal. That's going to be a very good start. The last thing we want to do is make sure your diet is not containing foods that contain MSG. You want to eliminate MSG, and so you'll look at any food that just says spices or any food that says MSG has been added, natural flavors that are not real, not 100% natural. Those could be MSG as well. So you want to eliminate this because that tends to make all the symptoms worse, okay?
And urination, getting up, what do I take for, you know, my kidney so that I won't get up so often at nighttime?
Well, what from a nutritional standpoint, what may help the body reset itself there is something called bladder complex. And here what you would want is maybe at your body size maybe 3, maybe even 4 per meal. And to that I would add something called allicin. And again, 3 to 4 per meal. And then finally hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P. Again, 3 to 4 per meal. And what would be hopeful is within a few days, you know, the irritation that you might have been experiencing before, this will give the nutrition that might help that very much. So I'd give those things a hard try. I'd also get on something called multipollen, because this will give you the bioflavonoids that kind of function like a heat shield on a spacecraft and tend to modulate the excitotoxin output from what's going on here, and get a QRA practitioner so they can start working on the driver for these problems, okay?
How do I get a QRA?
You'll call the order line, and they'll give you a referral.
Okay. How many at the multipollen?
I would use about 3 per meal. Okay. And good luck. Let me know how you're doing after a month
Dr.
or so, okay?
Marshall, let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
What is lupus? Is it an infection or what is it?
Well, it's called an autoimmune disease in the United States. The research done at Cambridge University in England suggests that there are no autoimmune diseases, but they're all driven by infection. And for help in that regard, you really need to see a QRA practitioner, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you,
bye
Dr.
Now.
Marshall.